This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz on Saturday urged the public to stay home amid several nights of unrest in Minneapolis over the killing of African-American George Floyd by police. Speaking at a news conference on Saturday, Walz urged Minnesotans to help by staying off the streets after an 8 p.m. local curfew.
Rest assured in this case, goodness can win. Righteousness of what we need to do tonight is motivating a lot of good women and men out there that'll defend you.
In Minnesota, where Floyd died Monday after a police officer pressed down on his neck for more than 8 minutes, Governor Walz activated more than 1,000 National Guardsmen, promising a massive show of force to protect the city. Fears of another cycle of violence were palpable on Saturday as cities from Atlanta to Chicago to Minneapolis grappled with the scope of the damage. Pleas for calm from elected officials and others seemed to do little to dampen the anger. Marches and rallies took place across New York City's 5 boroughs Saturday to protest the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota. AP's Jake Siner reports.
Reverend Al Sharpton spoke about George Floyd on Saturday in Staten Island on the spot where Eric Garner died after being placed in a chokehold by a police officer nearly 6 years ago. Several hundred gathered for the vigil, including Garner's mother, Gwen Carr.
Right here is where they gave police the feeling they can get away. They're choking us together.
Sharpton will deliver the eulogy at Floyd's funeral.
If they had prosecuted the police here that choked to death Eric Garner,
Sharpton asked protesters to remain peaceful, but criticized attempts by President Donald Trump and others to focus on violence at some protests across the country.